Station to enjoy standing by standing at all Pentecostal tables.
The main musical of the 1970s was brought to you by Astor Bank Gambia PLC. The story matters. Astor Bank.
Can you just take out this and grow a bit?
You need more equipment to make things.
You need to ensure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and personal expertise when it comes to it. EJ, ask for business matches.
President Hidinama commissions $2 billion Minyamba mine in Chililabongo. CSO threatened legal action against opposition MPs who defected to UPND but remain in parliament. And global news, Robert Mugabe's son could be deported from South Africa over firearms rape offense. It's the main news in detail. My name is Mugabe Mugabe. President Hakainde Hichilema has commissioned the $2 billion cobalt metals run Nyamba Mine Limited in Chililabongo, marking a significant milestone in Zambia's mining sector. Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony, President Hichilema says the development of the new shaft presents an opportunity for the country to move closer to its target of producing 3 million tons of copper annually by 2031. The head of state has noted that the project underscores government's commitment to attracting large-scale investments that would boost economic growth and job creation, particularly in the mining sector.
I think the conditions of that vision create projects like this, unfortunately, mines like many others. Very important that we understand that early stages, if I may say, we have a shared vision between the health services, the government that goes involved with these resources, the people that goes involved with these resources, sharing what I call conditions with that of the investors.
At the same event, United States Ambassador to Zambia Michael Gonzalez described the investment in Lumumba Mine as a reflection of the deepening economic and diplomatic ties between Zambia and the United States.
The relationship between countries, the U.S.-Zambia relationship, is so much more than what our government rules, the diplomats, the agreements, the programs, the meetings. Those matter, but they're not the heart. The heart of the relationship between countries, the heart of the relationship between the United States and Zambia, are the ties between our people. It's American entrepreneurs studying Zambia copper technology as the architects from thousands of miles away and deciding to bet everything on it, except one Zambian girl in Masaka, who goes to Virginia to study, only to come back to become the CEO of an American company back home.
Meanwhile, Cobalt Metals Global Chief Executive Officer Kirk House reaffirmed the company's commitment to operating transparently in line with Zambian laws while targeting an annual production of 300,000 tons of copper once the mine becomes fully operational.
Thank you.
The consortium of civil society organizations on good governance and constitutionalism says it is considering instituting legal proceedings against opposition members of parliament who have defected to the ruling party but continue to illegally occupy parliamentary seats. Consortium Secretary Arthur Muyunda says the CSO's intended court action seeks to be Consortium Secretary Arthur Muyunda says the CSO's intent court action seeks a declaratory order to determine that such MPs are acting in violation of Article 72 of the Constitution. Mr. Muyunda says the consortium will also seek consequential remedies, including the payment of salaries, allowances, and other benefits allegedly received unlawfully by the affected MPs. He has expressed concern over what he describes as deliberate violations of the Constitution by some lawmakers, warning that the situation poses a threat to the rule of law and constitutional order. Mr. Muyunda has further criticized the Office of the Speaker of the National Assembly for failure to enforce constitutional provisions.
As a consortium, we are deeply concerned over the continued breach of constitutional provisions by members of parliament who have crossed the floor and yet remain in the National Assembly. Article 72 of the Constitution is explicitly and mandatory. A member of parliament who resigns from the political party that sponsored them or who joins another political party must vacate their seat. This requirement is not discretionary. The fact is, several members of parliament who have publicly realigned themselves to this party continue to expire their seats, contrary to the clear dictate of the Constitution. Such conduct constitutes a direct violation of the rule of law and undermines constitutional democracy.
Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, National Coordinator, Norman Chikotopoulos, says government has spent over 500 million kwacha between 2025 and 2026 on repairing bridges across the country, many of which have been affected by blockages caused largely by plastic waste and inadequate routine maintenance. Speaking during a media workshop on understanding disaster response and humanitarian action organized by DMMU in partnership with the Zambia Red Cross Society, Mr. Chipakupaku says the situation highlights the growing impact of poor waste disposal practices on infrastructure, particularly in urban flooding incidents. Mr. Chipakupaku says his office will soon engage the Ministry of Local Government, business communities, and other stakeholders to deliberate on sustainable solutions to waste disposal with a particular focus on plastic pollution, which he identified as a major contributor to flooding in urban areas. He has called for a behavioral shift in how disaster-related issues are communicated, urging media practitioners to develop stronger specialization in disaster reporting to help citizens make informed decisions.
The issue of waste management, the issue of most of these floods in the South West Sea, I think about 35% of those floods are in the coast of Africa and Zambia. The question is, what are you as media and us going to do to educate our people in this country? Let's get to our people that all the blockages we see in the street is manual. It's waste management. What can we do together with the media to make sure that the streets of the cover are of no traffic?
Meanwhile, Zambia Red Cross Society Board Information Chairperson Bishop Musonda stressed the need to strengthen the capacity of the media in reporting disaster-related issues. Mr. Musonda said building more resilient and safer communities depend on the media's ability to provide timely and accurate information that supports preparedness and response efforts.
This question is very important as it brings about key happiness. That is you, the media. The role of the media in disaster management is critical. You are not only the storyteller, but you are also vital link between institutions and the public. Through accurate, timely reporting, you help raise awareness, share early warning, and ensure that communities are informed and able to respond appropriately.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to peaceful coexistence and the principle of non-interference while maintaining its support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Speaking during a bilateral